Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Redestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
San Antonio, we got a problem. The Rockets explode in a very fortuitous way. As they begin with a road win, rocking the Spurs. We'll talk about it. Welcome in the beginning of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. The vast Fox Sports Radio Network emanating live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Just visit geico.com for a free rate quote. And the home team's winning at the beginning of the second round of the playoffs. We haven't had all the games yet, but the surprise, the road team, the Rockets, ending that stretch where the Celtics came back against the Wizards on Sunday. They won that game, and the San Antonio Spurs looking, you figure at home they're going to win at home and at least send the series back up, winning the first two games. That's how these things typically go, but the Rockets with other ideas. As it was wide open jump shot city for the Houston Rockets as they dominated the perimeter. 22 three-point shots converted for the Rockets. And it was not one of these games where a team jumps out to a big lead and the other team comes back. That was not the case here. The Rockets were firmly in control. There was never any danger of the San Antonio Spurs coming back. Trevor Ariza, in a balanced attack, had 23 points. James Harden, 20 points, 14 rebounds, although there was a lot of extended garbage time. And Houston, they did not get up to 40 points, but they came close. They were up by 39 points, and they had a 30-point lead in the first 24 minutes of this game. All right, so the better story is in the losing locker room. We know that. The better story is in the losing locker room. This was a weak performance by the San Antonio Spurs. But the question is this. The question is very simple here. How concerned should Greg Popovich and the Spurs be? And it's time to pull out very early the patented Maller scale of panic, the Richter scale of panic for the San Antonio Spurs. And judging by their anemic, lackadaisical, and lackluster approach to the beginning of the NBA playoffs series against the Rockets. I'm going to put this at a 7.5. I'm going to put this panic meter at 7.5 for the San Antonio Spurs. Because you figure the Spurs are going to play better in Game 2 on Wednesday, but they have now provided the ultimate gift, first of all, for the Rockets. And that is the gift of confidence. Right? The gift of confidence for the Houston Rockets. These teams play each other a lot. They're very familiar with each other. And for the Rockets to go into San Antonio, not just win the game, but prance around and parade around like they were playing the Philadelphia 76ers or the Lakers in some random matchup where they just run up the score against a terrible team. The Spurs played like a terrible team. And you have to be concerned. And the Spurs will put up a positive front and say, ah, it's only one game and all this. And the Spurs fans, in Pop we trust, in Tony Parker we trust and all that. But it was a united front of stinkage, a new level of stinkage for the San Antonio Spurs collectively. That looked like a ragtag team that went against the Houston Rockets. The Rockets were at a different point, different peak, if you will, in this matchup. But here's Greg Popovich, the curmudgeon of coach. Are there any wine bars in San Antonio where Popovich is going to leave big tips? We'll find out about that. But here's Popovich, who says, is this going to have a hangover effect? I'm sure Greg's going to say, yes, we are very concerned about that, right?
I'm going to try to be nice. I'm going to really try. Am I going to worry about carryover, like we'll come and play just as badly again, or the guys won't show up, or last time I checked as a coach, and there's not much that coaches don't worry about, but that won't be one of them, in all honesty.
You know what you will worry about? The disappearing man, LaMarcus Aldridge. That'll be someone you worry about, yes? I mean, I would think if I'm coaching the San Antonio Spurs, I go to the local drugstore, I get some smelling salts, and I put them in the locker of LaMarcus Aldridge. I say, here, LaMarcus, here's your pregame meal before the game on Wednesday. I'd like you to sniff these. While LaMarcus Aldridge was on the court for 25 glorious minutes of uninspired basketball, the Houston Rockets had the kind of performance that you would – it's like playing on a video game mode where you have the cheat code. When Aldridge was on the court, the Rockets outscored the Spurs by 36 points. Now, that stat is often misleading. And I don't always reference the plus-minus stat. I've had a mixed relationship with the plus-minus statistic, but it is telling in this particular game because if you watch the game, you don't just have to look at the raw numbers there, the old eyeball test of watching the just general – is there something going on there with Aldridge? Is there something we don't know about? Is there a relative that is sick or something like that? He played like he thought he should not be on the court. Sluggish, spiritless basketball by LaMarcus Aldridge. And the San Antonio Spurs can pump up Kawhi Leonard, who didn't particularly look all that great himself in this particular game, and a number of other players who I'm sure the Spurs will pump up and say how great all these guys are. But it's fair to say that if LaMarcus Aldridge has checked out and provides a tissue paper-like toughness to the San Antonio Spurs in this series, they are not going to win this series. So the panic level is at 7.5. And perimeter defense, you would think the object here, if you're the Spurs, is to attempt at least to be aggressive on the perimeter, and you'd rather have the Rockets make some inside shots. Now, you're not typically going to make 22 three-point shots if there's any kind of defensive intensity from the San Antonio Spurs. That is an obscene amount of three-point shots converted by the Houston Rockets and a record-breaking number. They're going to shoot around 50 again, I would think. It's not like the Spurs or the Rockets stopped shooting three-point shots when they had a 30-point lead. Let's hear from Tony Parker, who did not particularly do much of anything, and this general arrogance around the San Antonio Spurs that they think that it's everything's great. There's nothing to worry about here, and that's the front they're going to put up. But Tony Parker, you obviously have to be a little concerned. Right? You have to be a little bit worried about this. It's embarrassing on your home court to lose by 27 points. The game was over at halftime, Explain your level of embarrassment. You've got to be embarrassed, yes?
It is just one game. What? But at the same time, you know, we have to understand, you know, what happened, and we'll watch some film. But if they shoot the ball like that, you just have to shake their hands.
Watch film. Isn't everything on computers now? You want to watch film? Is that what you're going to do here? Are the Spurs still using that old technology? They're going to pull out the film reel and have a sit-down, and everyone get around the film and the projector. Is that what they're going to do? Come on. All right, listen, the Spurs sucked, and if they play anywhere near that bad in the game on Wednesday, they will lose that game also. So this is not that hard. This is not that difficult to figure out. And the Rockets have to be very encouraged after one game. And I don't care what kind of front the Spurs put up, and I know that's what they have to do, right? You have to say, oh, we're the tough guys, and you can't mess with us. We're the San Antonio bleeping Spurs. But they certainly look like a hollow team in game one. And you don't expect to sleepwalk through the first game of a playoff series. You usually come out with some tenacity. That's typically how it goes, right? I mean, and even if you don't play well at the beginning of a playoff series, it's usually for the first like 4 or 5 minutes of the game. It does not typically expand to the long haul, which is what it did in this particular game. Well, it was good actually because I got to watch some baseball. I didn't have to watch the second half. So I got to flip over and watch. I was flipping around. I have the MLB package. So the bright side is I got to watch some baseball that I would not have watched. I would not have been able to do that if the game had been even mildly competitive. My favorite part of blowouts is the broadcasters desperately trying to – they all go to the same clown college for broadcasters. They all desperately try to keep you to watch. Oh, well, stranger things have happened. Yes, stranger things have happened than a 55-win Rockets team blowing a 30-point lead in 24 minutes. Yes, very strange. Very strange. What are the other strange things that have happened? It's like this constant fishing expedition to try to come up with reasons to keep people to watch. And my argument is always, listen, I'm going to go away. You're going to go away. We're both going to go away. And then I'll monitor it. I got social media. And if something interesting happens, if there's some kind of scenario where I feel like the game is closing up, the gap is closing, then I will then heroically come back to your little broadcast and I will watch. In the meantime, no one's watching. Suck it up and deal with it. You have no one watching the game at all. Even the gamblers aren't watching. They're watching some horse race in Australia or something. That's what they're watching. So the Ben Maller Show on Fox, Edmund Dallas Free Willie Garcia. Oh, Steamboat Willie.
Did you see that picture I sent you?
No, I did not.
You didn't see the Steamboat Willie picture?
Last week? Yeah. I saw that last
week. Well, I haven't seen you in a while, so I mean, you know.
Well, I didn't see you. I didn't see nothing going on, no NFL draft or anything.
Yeah, how you feeling, man?
I'm feeling I recovered, you know. It was very traumatic, as you know, over the weekend. I've recovered from overindulgence on the birthday weekend.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yes. You know, I'm on a very strict low-carb diet, but went to Lost Wages, Nevada for a couple of days there. Broke the book, by the way, might I add. 3 for 3 on little sports wagering activity. Thank you very much. And skedaddled out of there. But
you went home a winner, huh?
A small winner, but a winner nonetheless. Wow. I would like to thank Fernando Rodney for sucking with his 8th different team. Currently just horrific for the Arizona Diamondbacks. He's garbage. Thank you for that. That was Saturday. And I'd also like to thank the Philadelphia Phillies bullpen for imploding. The Dodgers coming back on Saturday as well. That was nice. So very fortuitous things working out for me.
So much partying was done in Vegas that you could not come into work.
Well, it was a food situation.
Food-a-palooza?
A very delicate balance. You know, the Maller belly. Is a very delicate belly.
I'm a delicate little flower.
Exactly.
Yes,
and
exactly.
So the balance of, you know, sugars and fats and salts all mixed together in a delicious medley, which were wonderful going into my mouth when they reached my stomach. Well, unfortunately, I needed a little bit of a timeout.
So the garlic doesn't do anything to help that situation.
No, the garlic is merely to allow my voice to continue to boom through the powerful microphones of Fox Sports Radio, avoiding laryngitis. And I have the last two times I have had a vocal issue, I've been able to overcome that. This was not a vocal issue. This was a gastric issue.
Well, it's wonderful to have you back.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks to the medical attention that I received, as you know, Eddie, to overcome an illness like that is just wonderful. I see Danny is here and the Koopa Loop and the whole gang. We will take your phone calls. 877-99 on Fox. Cleveland wins easily in their game over Toronto.
What do you think about the Wizards?
No contest. What do I think? You know what I think about the Wizards? I have a friend of mine that I'd put some bets down for a friend, you know?
Yeah, sure. When you go to Vegas, that happens. Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, you're going to Vegas. How about putting a little wager down for
this
me?
This dope, okay, he wanted me to make two wagers. And they're two of the stupidest wagers in the world. And I didn't want to make either one of them, but he's a friend of mine. I've known him for a long time. And I said, listen, well, I told him before I put these bets down, why don't you just give me the money? And I've seriously considered on both accounts if I should not have put the bet down. I should have just kept the money as a, you know, just as a kind thing. He had me put bets down to win the series on the Toronto Raptors over Cleveland, to win that series, and the Washington Wizards to beat the Celtics. So I have a ticket I have to give this guy for the Wizards and the Raptors. I told my friend, I said, there is no way in Adam Silver's NBA, he learned from David Stern, there's no way that the NBA will allow a Washington Wizard Toronto Raptor Eastern Conference Final. It will not happen. It's impossible. There's not enough star power there. This will not happen. So forget it. And so far, one game each for I'm looking okay. He's not. Yeah, I put the bet in, but it's a stupid bet. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. And many say, well, you're not going to address the Clippers. I'll address the Clippers. I don't think I hide against the Clippers. Nothing at all. I will absolutely talk about that. If you want me to talk about that. Now, my rule is generally it's old news because it happened over the weekend. But if you would like me to engage in that, I have plenty of things to say, plenty of thoughts on that. So I will certainly consider doing that if that's something you want. I have no problem with that.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weeknights at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
So I was really interrupted. I was in the middle of a really wonderfully put together Maller monologue, mid-show Maller monologue about the state of the Clippers. And I think I've nailed it so far, but if you just turned on the radio or the podcast and you're just fast-forwarding to this point, the simple thumbnail recap is that the reaction, the overwhelming joy that many people feel is proof to me that I had some doubts. I was like, well, the Clippers, they didn't go far enough. And I think everyone would admit they have not gone far enough. They should go much further than that. The expectations are higher. But the reaction that people have had here, the schadenfreude, there's no apathy. And that's very important. People have apathy. Like the Tampa Bay Rays got to the World Series one year in baseball. And there was a fluke situation. There was apathy. People didn't really care about the Tampa Bay Rays getting to the World Series. There was no anger. There was no outrage that Tampa Bay got to the World Series. People weren't like upset about it. They had apathy. The Clippers, though, it's different. And they didn't even get to the NBA Finals. The journey's not over yet. The second thing here is the reaction. And while I did not respond, I did not feed the trolls. I'm very proud of that on social media. The historians of the Lakers in particular have been the loudest. And the reason I feel they've been the loudest here is because they're genuinely annoyed. Right? They would like, I heard multiple people say they would like to see the Clipper franchise relocate. They want Steve Ballmer to move the franchise, which is a totally understandable position that you would feel pressure derived from the misfortune of the Lakers coinciding with the Clippers' level of success in recent years. And it's not easy. I understand that the Lakers have fallen on hard times and they're a failed franchise. They're a once great franchise. I'll concede that. That is now a regular in the lottery and is on the brink of losing their next two first-round picks, which is all they have. And it's got to be frustrating. The other team in Los Angeles, they have the star players. They have the players that have an exciting brand of basketball. And this is not a one- or two-year situation. This has been going on for a long time now. The past 6 years, the Clippers have averaged more fans to their home games at Staples Center than the Lakers. That's not a 1 or 2 year burp, if you will, or a hiccup. This is a 6 year run of more fans at their games at home than the Lakers. So you got to go back to the 2010-2011 season to find a Laker team that averaged more home fans than the Clippers. So I get that everyone's lining up. Doc Rivers is like a human pinata, and everyone gets a turn. It's like at a kid's birthday party now. Everyone's unloading on the Doc Rivers pinata, and he's terrible, and he's horrible. And he might be gone. We'll address that more later. But Chris Paul and Blake Griffin, another popular narrative I've heard in the last couple of days is that these guys are not winners, that they are not winners, and that the Clippers are better off without these guys, that they are a plague on the basketball landscape. I find it ironic on two fronts. The same Laker historians that are promoting this narrative are the ones that told me for the past number of years that the Laker franchise was handicapped because they didn't get Chris Paul. But now I am to believe that Chris Paul's a loser and that the Lakers, I guess, are lucky they didn't get Chris Paul in a trade where they tried to trade a crack addict to get him, and the NBA vetoed that a couple years back. So I'm amused that the narrative has now shifted on Chris Paul, that he's terrible, and the NBA, you can't win, you got to get rid of him, he's horrible. And Blake Griffin also, because I promise you, that if these guys do both decide to become free agents, don't sign with the Clippers before they become free agents, you and I both know what's going to happen. There is going to be a monsoon of max contract offers. There will be a courtship period from sea to shining sea all over the NBA of general managers and owners flirting and cigar bars, bottles of wine, and you name it, every kind of accoutrement that you can possibly get to seduce both Blake Griffin and Chris Paul to sign on the dotted line. So the idea that somehow these guys must go somewhere else, they cannot win, seems patently wrong considering the level of interest from around the NBA where everyone will be offering max contracts. All right, so the Ben Maller Show on Fox, 877-99 on Fox if you'd like to take part. And let's say hello to Cowboy Tom, who's on Fox Sports Radio. Hello, Cowboy Tom.
Turn out the lights. The party's over.
More proof.
All bad things must come to an end.
More proof right here. Yeah, you see that? That's joy.
You know,
that's not apathy. That's joy right there. Because the Clippers matter.
You know, not only did the Clippers make history 5 straight years, Chris Paul made history himself. Because Chris Paul has played in the most playoff games without making it to the conference finals.
And what does that mean?
That proves he's a loser.
Oh, that proves it, really?
A loser,
and
yeah. He can't make it to the conference finals.
And when the Lakers offer Chris Paul a contract, how will you feel about that?
They're not going to. He's an old man. He's 32.
And you know that for sure, because there are whispers.
I know that for sure.
There are whispers that Magic Johnson loves Chris Paul and would love to bring Chris Paul into a Laker uniform. So I just want to get this on the record. I want you to say, again, Cowboy Time, right now, for the record, you feel the same way about Blake Griffin, yes? I want you on the record, when those guys, if either one of them goes to Lakers, I want you on the record to say right now that you think both these guys are losers. Go ahead. Cowboy Time, say right now they're both losers. Say it right now. They're losers.
One of them
say
wrong.
It. Say they're losers right now, and you don't want either one of the Lakers.
Yeah, they are losers.
Say their names right now. You can't say their name. You're a coward. You can't say their names.
Anything.
Exactly. You're a coward. You won't
right.
say their names. Exactly.
They never won anything.
I'm glad
why
you agree you're
up?
A coward. That's right. Yes.
You know,
exactly.
And I also think that
you're
Obama
a spineless
should get his money back.
Coward is what you are.
I think Obama should get his money back. He got ripped off big time.
Yeah, big time.
Clippers.
See,
he should get his money back. They choked
him. He should get his money back and buy the Lakers?
Years.
Is that what you want to do? Because he's got
5 straight years.
Steve Ballmer's got 20. Ballmer's
he
got,
should get his money back.
Ballmer's got $24 billion. Jeannie Buss has $40 million. Who would you rather have owning your team? Let's see. Who would you rather? Somebody with $24 billion, 333 shares of Microsoft, or Jeannie Buss, who's
good
got nothing?
It's not like a salary cap or anything.
You can go over the salary cap, so it doesn't matter. you can pay the luxury tax. And when you have $24 billion, the luxury tax is not a hurdle.
So then how come they haven't bought themselves a championship yet?
Well, they haven't done it yet. That doesn't mean they're not going to do it. And I know you're concerned about that.
Ben, I feel like you went to the most annoying-voiced Lakers fan there is on purpose.
They all sound like this. To me, they all sound like Cowboy Tom.
The Lakers must really matter to you, too, because you opened the show by talking about them three or four times.
No, I did not. I started the show by talking about the San Antonio Spurs.
You went right to the
Lakers. I started with the Spurs.
You jabbed at the Lakers. You jabbed at Kobe. Well, you took three or four shots right away. Yes, you did.
I just merely responded on the radio. I'm glad you brought that up. I know that's a red herring you like to bring up. But
I'm doing a red herring. That's your entire hour.
No,
right
it's not.
Now.
I
yes,
responded on the radio, not on social media. I responded here to the trolls, and these are all comments that
you didn't
I've gotten
name
from
anybody.
People.
You
would
just,
you want me to name people? I don't give name credits to trolls.
Well, why
you
don't
want
you
me to
just
give name credits
pay
to trolls?
Pay attention to who's with the show right now. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, these are people that listen
you're
to
talking
the show.
About.
We all know
CP3 is great, but he's not going to win anything with the Clippers.
Why not? Why would
because
he not
doesn't
win
have help.
He doesn't have help.
He was the only one on the court doing anything.
You do realize that there have been injuries plaguing this team year after year.
Well, yeah, because it's a cursed franchise.
You believe
in never going to win anything.
You believe in curses.
Ben, why do you give the Clippers a flyer on injuries but no other team ever?
I don't give the Clippers a flyer on injuries, but I say, are you better
off?
Yes,
you do. Why are you bringing it up then if it's not a flyer?
No, it's an explanation is what it is. The reason, let me be very
but
clear.
But you don't allow that explanation for any other team that goes through injuries.
Let me explain the logic. All right. If you have a beautiful building which has fallen on some hard times, but the foundation is strong and solid, do you destroy the entire building and then build it back up from the base, which is what you would recommend? I say no, you redo the building, but you don't tear the whole building apart. That's the difference. The philosophy is different. I've seen the dark side. You're going through it right now. You're living the dark side of the draft lottery. I don't want to be back in that position. And if you keep Blake Griffin and Chris Paul, the Clippers can avoid that, and they can fill the roster out with players that will win. It'd be one of the great success stories in sports if the Chicago Cubs can win the World Series. And earlier in my lifetime, the Boston Red Sox, who could never win, were born losers. If those teams can win, I assure you, it might seem hard to fathom, but the Los Angeles Clippers can also win a championship. And they're not going to get there by getting rid of their two franchise players. That's not how the end game works. The end game on that is year after year of terrible lottery picks and failed suspects is what it is.
Yet the Laker fan base is still loyal. You are bringing up those numbers about attendance.
6 years in a row.
The Lakers are right underneath the Clippers in attendance.
And 6 years in a row, the Clippers
That's
irrelevant to my point.
No, it's not. Turn
it is
things
absolutely
around.
Absolutely irrelevant.
If the Clippers,
the Clippers were
25 and 56, do you think they'd be right under the Lakers in attendance?
That's not the point I was bringing up. Factually speaking, am I wrong in that statement?
It sound like nobody's going to Laker games.
Compared
that's
to the Clippers,
false.
So the Clippers
what
are drawing
you compared
more
to them? They're right underneath the Clippers.
And you want a cookie for that?
Oh, yeah, because yes, I do. Because your dull fan base would not be showing up in those numbers if the Clippers were 25 and 56.
I would argue that Laker fans are suckers. They think they falsely believe that this there's
it's called
there's,
loyalty.
No, it's called stupidity.
No, it's called loyalty.
It you're not loyal. So your problem.
Clippers
Danny,
will never be anything in LA, and you know it.
Well, no,
it bothers you so much. That's why you have to constantly talk Lakers basketball.
I would argue the point, Dan. I think I'm correct in this, that for 6 years in a row, people have found the Clippers more compelling to go to their games more than Laker fans. And that if Laker fans continue to go, nothing is going to change. You know, the stadium should be empty. The Dodgers were terrible for a couple of years when they had a bad ownership. And Jeannie Buss has been, you know, the Buss family since Dr. Buss passed away has not done a good job. I think you'd agree with me on that. Dr. Buss was the one that was responsible for this. His children have failed as Lakers owners. But when the Dodgers had Frank McCourt as the owner, when people stopped showing up to Dodger Stadium, that's when baseball stepped in.
Laker fans are selling out the Laker games. They're just underneath, barely underneath the Clippers attendance records.
But you don't understand. That's the point.
Yes, I do.
The point is that that's a mistake. That the Laker
historians. According to you?
Yes.
No, that's Laker fans being loyal and waiting and being patient for things to turn around, and they will.
They will. You keep saying that. It's not just because you keep saying it.
And you keep saying the Clippers are going to win. never
they're
have.
Much closer
there's no
Lakers.
Evidence that they ever will.
Well, there's no evidence.
Give me
the
some
Lakers.
Evidence.
Show me
what,
the
Lakers.
16 show me the
titles
Lakers?
And there's no evidence?
Yes, with Dr. Buss, he's dead. He's yeah. rotted corpses yeah. in the ground.
Yeah.
He's not coming
yeah.
back.
And you're,
Dr. Buss is dead.
If old,
deal with it.
If old owners, if they matter that much, then you're screwed forever because you're cursed by Donald
no,
Sterling.
No, see, he's also, for all intents and purposes, dead. He's not allowed in the
oh,
NBA.
But that matters.
He's been banned
okay,
for
so
life
that doesn't
from the
matter,
NBA.
But the Lakers' old owner does matter.
Yes,
come on.
Because his children, who don't know what they're doing, are running the team. You see how that works?
Okay. Yeah, it's all never right, going to get turned
exactly.
around. Okay.
Exactly. Not with the Buss. Now, if somebody comes in that is a good owner and buys the team, then maybe. But not under the current circumstances.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
All right, let's get to it. Here we go. Let's do it right now. Yeah.
Now, Maller's Mountain of Money.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Do you have what it takes to get to the top? Probably not.
All right, let's do it. It's a medal event, Maller's Mountain of Money, the May edition. Not the May Day edition, because it's no longer May Day. But the May edition, nonetheless, let's welcome in our contestants from beautiful Mesa, Arizona. We welcome in Pete in Mesa. Hello, Pete.
How you doing, Ben?
Pete, if I was any better, Pete, I would be a Raptor, but not a Toronto Raptor because they lost their hope, and that's a bad loss by them. Anyway, Pete, what do you do for a living in Mesa?
I do landscaping on a golf course.
Yeah? How's that going for you?
Not too bad. It's going to get hot soon, so it'll get worse in the summertime, but yeah. Good right now. Great right now.
Good. All right. Very cool. Hold on a sec, Pete. And Jose is next, and he's going to play. Hello, Jose, in Southern California. Hello, Jose.
Hello, Ben and crew.
What's going on, man?
Just hanging out.
All right. What do you
do? Glad to be on.
Well, good to have you. What do you do for a living, Jose?
I'm a longshoreman.
Oh, you're a longshoreman. Very cool.
Hmm?
That's you're way offshore if you're in Corona.
Yeah, it's quite a commute,
yeah.
But I manage.
I got you. Well, Eddie actually lives right near the docks where you probably
yeah, yeah.
You work. You probably drive by Eddie's abode there when you're going, when you're going to work. You can wave at Eddie. All right, very good. And there's Jose, the longshoreman, and Pete in Mesa, Arizona. Pete, you get to pick first. You can partner up with any one of us on the show. Who would you like to partner up with, Pete?
I'll go with Eddie Garcia.
All right. Eddie has been selected.
Excellent
bad
choice.
Job by you. And Jose, who would you like to partner up with?
I like to partner up with Ben Maller.
Oh, it's a good job by you, Jose. And we will make a mockery of Eddie. Me and you
yes,
working
we
together.
Will.
We have great synergy here. And when you drive by Eddie's home, you can flip the bird to him because you'll have beaten him.
He'll do it in jealousy of having lost.
Yeah, wait for the game there, Mallory. All right, here we go. It is the May edition, Category 1, National Teacher's Day, Category 2, Cinco de Mayo, Category 3, Mother's Day, or Category 4, Memorial Day. Mesa Pete, you are on the line first. You get to choose the first category.
Let's go with Mother's Day.
All right. Oh,
what a mama's boy for Pete. All right, what do you want, Jose?
Take Cinco de Mayo.
All right, nice. We got that.
Okay, that means Eddie is going to be first up with 45 seconds on the clock. Don't forget, Pete and Jose, we need the first and last name of these sports figures. Eddie, you and Pete's category is
all right.
Mother's Day.
These, let's do it, Pete.
These athletes have a lot of babies' mamas to get gifts for. 45 seconds on the clock. You ready?
Ready.
Go.
Boxing's greatest of all time.
Floyd Mayweather.
No, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Old school.
Muhammad Ali.
Yes. Former Bengals wide receiver. He changed his name to his Spanish
Chad
jersey
Johnson.
Number. Yes. The Golden Boy out of East L.A. Boxer.
Oscar Hoya.
Yes. Former running back for the Rams' greatest show on turf. Went to San Diego State.
Marshall Faulk.
Yes. Former NBA player for the Sonics. Was a big dunker.
Sean Kemp.
Yes.
Sean Kemp.
Former NBA player, Grandmama, UNLV.
Larry Johnson.
Yes.
Larry Johnson.
Former Jets and Chargers defensive back. He couldn't name his kids' names.
Antonio Cromartie.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Run the table.
Easy.
7 seconds left.
Pete.
That was a piece of cake.
Oh, yeah.
That was. Delicious cake.
Give credit where credit's due.
No credit. Everyone could have done that.
Strong, Pete. Strong. You put the pressure on Jose and Ben.
The household name of Antonio Cromartie.
There is no pressure.
Ben and Jose are sweating it out right now.
No.
Throw down the gauntlet.
Well, because we don't have that scumbag that played last week, El Nino. Who tanked the game last year. You remember that? Oh, I remember
I remember us, just beating you.
It was a tank job.
Your terrible clues.
A classic tank job.
I'm sure you'll claim that again when you lose this time.
Jose and Ben are up. Jose, your category, Cinco de Mayo. These athletes all wear or wore number 5. 45 seconds on the clock. Big Ben, you ready?
All right, you ready, Jose?
I'm ready.
Go.
All right, let's do it. All right, star for the Angels came over from the Cardinals. Power hitter. Slugger for the Angels. Former first baseman.
Nomar Garcia Parra.
Yeah, no, that's completely wrong. let's move on. Star, former Celtic and Timberwolves, nicknamed the Big Ticket.
Kevin Garnett.
That is correct. Ravens quarterback right now, won the Super Bowl back in 2012. Starting quarterback for the Ravens out of Delaware.
Jay Flacco.
Say it again. First name's different. Say the first name.
John.
No, you're still wrong. Keep going.
Very close.
Jeff.
All right. Former, you're wrong again. You suck at this. A former Eagles quarterback went to the Super Bowl, lost, threw up on the field. Jose, do you ever watch sports? Or what's going on with you?
I do.
All right. You just don't remember much. All right, that's fine. I mean, these.
You were looking for Joe. It's Joe Flacco.
I mean, who wouldn't know a starting quarterback who's been to the Super Bowl? Those people aren't very well known. I completely understand that.
And Albert Pujols at the top.
Also not a household name. He's not in the major leagues anymore.
Hey, Coop, what's the score?
That would be 340-20.
Yet again, Koopaloop has outdone himself with the selection of
blame
game
everyone but yourself.
No, I think that's – no, I'm not – I'm praising Koop.
Oh, yeah, you're great.
I think you're doing a great job, Koop. I think, you know, the job of a producer is to provide two fair contestants, and I think you've done a hell of a job.
Pete, doesn't it feel good to make Ben
yes,
so aggravated?
Yes, there always
aggravated?
Has to be a
it
loser,
absolutely
Ben.
Does.
That's the thing
it's
about
wonderful.
These game shows is that somebody is going to lose.
I know.
It's just unfortunate that most often it's you.
It's amazing how competitive these games are.
Never.
No, Coop's really good at picking
guys.
Game show
but when you win, there's no problem
at
all.
I think the people at Jeopardy are going to steal Coop away because he's so good at picking contestants. I think that Alex Trebek's going to hire him because he's such a great idea on how to select game show contestants. All right, Jose, I want you to go study up, go read some sports names, and we'll have the conclusion of Maller's Mountain of Money. We'll do that. We'll do it next. Let's back to Mather's Mountain of Money. Jose has thrown in the towel. My man Jose said, "No mas, I'm out of here. I'm done. We could have kept playing, Jose, but he wanted no more. He's going to go look at Albert Pujols' stats.
Well, you berated him so much.
No, I was pretty much directing my energy at you. I thought you did a great job picking Jose. He didn't know who Joe Flacco was or Albert Pujols or Kevin Garnett.
He was close on the Flacco thing.
Yeah, I'll give him credit. Absolutely. All right, well, let's get back to it. Well, we have our bench, Jason in Ottawa from the bench. Are you there, Jason?
I'm here.
All right. Sounds excited, doesn't he? Yeah.
All right, Jason.
He knows what he's up against.
Pinch hitting here. You get to choose either National Teacher's Day or Memorial Day.
I'll go with Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
All right.
All right. Here we go.
Let's do this. Here we go.
These sports figures all served in the military. All right. Need the first and last name. 45.
That would be the U.S. military, Jason.
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks. Good job pointing that out.
For clarity.
45 seconds on the clock. You ready, Big Ben?
Yeah.
And go.
All right. Number 42 for the Dodgers is numbers retired everywhere.
Jackie Robinson.
That is correct. The Admiral for the Spurs in the 90s.
David Robinson.
That is correct. The Wizard of Westwood. UCLA Bruins head coach in the 60s and 70s.
I don't know his name.
All right, pass. The Say Hey Kid, baseball legend for the Giants.
Willie Mays.
That is correct. Quarterback for the Cowboys in the 70s.
Roger Staubach.
That is accurate. Cardinal safety in the 90s. Went to military. That is correct. Boxer from the 1950s. Undefeated career. The Broxton Block.
Rocky Marciano.
Bam, that's right. Let's go back to the Wizard of Westwood.
UCLA
coach. Let's see here.
The guy who sells the records. I don't know.
Used to eat fried chicken down the street when he was 95 years old. And
he did?
Yeah, we saw him at some restaurants around here before he passed.
Nice.
John, I saw him too.
You were looking for John Wooden there.
Yeah, John Wooden.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The great thing about living to be 95 or so is that you can eat whatever you want. There's no long-term health detractors when you're that old.
What's the score, Coop?
The unfortunate news is even with that strong showing, the total score that you have is 330, which is below the table running.
But Coop, you see what happens when you get a good contestant on, two good contestants, you get a competitive game. That's a lesson for
you. If I would have put Jason on, you would have complained that I put him on the people that play the games too much.
Well, no, I mean, it's a lesson, though, that you should put people on that are competitive.
Yeah. Pete, congratulations. You have won a golden ticket, my friend.
All right, so there you go.
Because I've got a golden ticket.
At some point, Coop will put the guys on that will have two competitive contestants.
I still think we need to change this game to Garcia's Mountain of Money because clearly I'm much better at this game than you.
But I would agree that you and Coop have been very good at this, have been able to rig it where there's one competent contestant and you seem to be matched up with that person, and then the other contestant, which sucks, gets matched up with me. And I know this is fun for you guys. You enjoy it. And that's
I love beating you in these games, yes.
I know you do. But you're not really beating me.
It's, no, I really am.
Guy, the guy didn't know. He lives in Southern California and couldn't give us Albert Pujols' name. You think that's a legit win? No, it's not.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weeknights at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Right now, though, we say hello to Dick in Dayton, who's on Fox Sports Radio. Hello, Dick.
How are you?
Top of the morning to you, Dick in Dayton.
Top of the morning. Oh, Ben, I'm telling you, those Cavaliers, I don't think they can be stopped.
Yeah. Well, not until the finals. They're good for now, right? They look
They're good for now, but it's just, boy, they just keep on with that LeBron and Kyrie. Yeah. Wow.
Did you watch the game last night?
Well, you know, I had band, and I had I listened to it with Jim and
John.
WTAM, coming home.
Who?
You know?
The Jimmys and Johnnies. I got you. I understand.
I'm for it. And you know, one thing we can think, I think the Browns got some darn good draft picks, Ben and Eddie.
You do? You're excited about the Browns draft. Okay, did you watch the draft?
Yes, I did.
You did watch the draft. All right.
I like the guy from Notre Dame. I really think he's going to be there, you know.
DeShone Kizer is his name, right?
Oh, yeah, Kizer. It's great.
Yeah. You approve of Kizer. What about the first pick?
I liked it.
What's his name again? The guy with
Myres Garrett, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. All right, so he was the first. Just as long as you're close, that's all we care about. And he's a defensive end, and you'll be pulling for him. Now, do you think he'll hire the Kettering Banjo Society?
You never know.
Could happen, right?
You never know.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So you're a brand. There it is. There's the Kettering Banjo Society. And you've got a gig coming up. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Yeah. Where is it at again?
The Clifton Opera House.
Everyone go down to the Clifton Opera House and say hi to our friend Dick in Dayton. All the Maller militia need to go down there and give Dick in Dayton and all the guys in the Kettering Banjo Society some love. Are there any women in the Kettering Banjo Society?
Yeah, there was. We have one of the top singers. She graduated from Indiana. She does a lot of Patsy Cline.
Sure.
And then we've got ukulele player. She's just came back from Florida. Her husband and her play sort of in a bluegrass group. And I just wanted to tell you, Ben, I found another little group. They called me on the radio, and it's sort of bluegrass and country, and a lot of people knew me there, and I got up and sang. Ben.
Oh, you did? Oh, that's good. We want you to sing for us, though. We need you to sing for us, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not you know.
How about play
the jack till that mail train comes back? Rolling my sweet baby's arms. I said, rolling my sweet baby's arms. Oh yeah, rolling my sweet baby's arms. Lay around the shack till the mail train comes back. Rolling my safe baby's arm to Ben Maller and Eddie and the listening audience of Fox Sports.
Oh, yeah! Who cares about you guys?
You.
It's all about me and Eddie. All right, great job by you, Dick and Dayton. We'll play that for the next 20 years. Congratulations. All right?
Yeah, have a great day,
all
Ben.
Right. All right, bye-bye. You too. There he goes. I want to be just like Dick and Dayton. I do. I want to go through life with the joy and the love that Dick and Dayton has. I think that wouldn't life be more fun like that?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.